Cali Code Enforcement Board. Would everybody at this time turn off their cell phones, please? We'll start with the prayer. Shirley?
Let us stand, please. Let us bow our heads. Eternal God, our Father in heaven, we come to give you thanks. We know, O God, that we realize that this day happened over 13 years ago, and we still do remember. But we ask, O God, that you will continue to bless us as a country. We ask now, O God, that you will keep us, our heads straight for what we're about to do today. And we ask, O God, that you will be pleased in the decisions that we make. We ask, O God, that you would lead us and guide us. The word says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And so we look to you for all of our endeavors. It is in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Shirley Wright?
Here.
Mr. Joe Richardson?
Here.
Mr. Derek Batzel?
Here.
Mr. Jason Kreuter?
Here.
Mrs. Danielle Ruslayer?
Here.
And Mr. Don Sparkman?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Okay. Approval of the minutes?
Make a motion to approve the minutes.
I have a motion by Ms. Roos to approve the minutes.
Second.
I have a second by Joseph. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Swear in officers, please.
Do you swear affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. So please support the record, Wayne Thomas, Matt Lockery, Charles Rich, Jason Kilcrease, Robert Schulman, murdered, and David Dave Thompson.
Chip, I'd like to start with the people that are here.
Absolutely. Please, the board. Good evening, board members. My name is Charles Rich. I'm with the City of Ocala. I'm the newly appointed code enforcement chief. I am certified by the Florida Association of Code Enforcement and certified in all four levels of training. I've been in charge of the division for more than 6 years, 30 years of law enforcement experience. I'll be presenting cases this evening. But please, the board, we do have some deletions from the agenda. Case number CON-140874 is removed on page 3. Number CON-140929 is removed, also on page 3. And that's all I have for you. We do have a representation here in the case this evening on page 2. And please, as usual, I will take these in the order that folks arrive for the hearing.
Okay.
The first case, therefore, would be case number CON-140919, a case involving Officer Dwayne Thomas, the City of Ocala, versus Salridge LLC, 500 Southwest 33rd Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. We would be proceeding in this case as a repeat violator. The location is 500 Southwest 33rd Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. The violations are violation of section 3432, water collections, section 3495, weed accumulation of trash and other unsightly unsanitary matter, section 82181, the definition of dangerous structure requiring abatement, and section 82, dangerous building declared a nuisance abatement required. The parcel ID is 22774-000-03, and legal service was obtained on 8-26-2014 for the notice of hearing, and 8-22-2014, the property was posted with the hearing. As part of the additional correspondence included in your presentation this evening, we've included a copy of the structural report, a copy of emails from utilities indicating the utilities usage at particular properties, and that we would require a permit to repair or demolish some structures. The summary of findings that our officer Dwayne Thomas responded to this location due to an email from the City Utilities Department. Upon arrival of certain properties in violation of the city's code, and that it has water collection, contains junk and debris, and has multiple dangerous structures in violation of the city's structures are dangerous due to their dilapidated and unsecured condition. And further investigation revealed that in 2011, the respondent was brought before the Municipal Code Enforcement Special Magistrate and found guilty for violations of Code Sections 3495, 82181, and 82182, qualifying this case as a repeat violator. Officer Thomas requested a structural evaluation, and Inspector David Thompson, no relation to, well, not our David Thompson in code, but David Thompson in building, just for the record. David Thompson responded, completing an inspection report, which resulted in a score of 50 points and dilapidated, requiring major restoration to bring the structures up to current Florida building codes and regulations. All attempts by Officer Thomas to have the respondent remedy the violations have not been successful, and the violation remains. I would draw the board's attention to the pictures that we have included at the end of this presentation. We essentially have several structures that are not secured, open. We have piles of debris located throughout. Additional structures that are unsafe.
It seems like every 3 or 4 months we're reviewing this here.
Unfortunately, that has been the situation for the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
We have 49 pages of pictures here.
Right.
I would bring your attention to in one situation on 8/15/2014, the top of page 41, you'll see that the pool is about halfway filled with water. The water is green. Of course, the code requires that it be treated, cleaned, or emptied. We don't have that situation here.
No fence, no cover, no nothing.
Yes, sir. We have attempted over the years to work with this respondent, and we have had some success in the past. He did respond by repaving the streets throughout. He worked with us for a while, getting some of the structures into compliance. Go back at it again.
This looks worse.
Mm-hmm.
Are these mobile homes or site?
They are manufactured. Some of them are mobile, and some of them are manufactured homes.
But they're all owned by the landowner?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
It has fallen into a particular state of disrepair this time that's a little bit different from previous times. We do need all of the junk and debris removed, cleaned up. The structures that are not secured properly do need to be secured. And we're going to need a permit, as we did previously, bring the structures that are in the dilapidated condition up to current Florida building codes, or have them removed, or have the city removed.
Do we have each building citated for, you know, each address?
Because it's all one parcel ID,
mm-hmm.
We have done. We are including every structure on this parcel.
Good. Can we hear from Dwayne, please?
What I'd like to do is bring Dwayne Thomas up, and then I can read the staff recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
Questions of Officer Thomas, is prepared to answer them at this time.
Mr. Thomas, when you go out there and look at these places and ask the owner to repair them and talk to him, how's he respond to you?
Once a notice is sent, he does respond, does do work, but not to the extent that it's necessary to bring the property in compliance. I will say they have been working. It's not completely on deaf ears. But I think the amount of work that's here that needs to be done is so extensive.
There's children in this place. There's children living in this area?
There are children in the area, yes,
mm-hmm.
Sir. Yeah.
And how many of these structures that are in this shape here with rotten siding and debris piled all up are rented out to families?
I'd say probably, and I'm guessing it is about 45% is rented, the rest.
Mm-hmm.
Are vacant.
Is the ones that are rented, are they in the same shape as everything else?
No, some, it varies through the park.
But some of the pictures we have right now, people are living in these structures.
Yes.
Approximately how many individual structures are in this?
I'd have to defer to the property owner.
Is the property owner here?
The property appraiser's report does show the number of structures there. That's an inspector detail.
Okay, thank you.
To me, it looks like there's a great deal of mold on these trailers, manufactured homes.
With the amount of water damage from the exterior of some of these homes, I could probably agree with that statement.
Now, when you notified them, has the piles of trash, the piles of debris, has that been picked up and disposed of?
They do work to get that cleaned up. They have someone on site that does do maintenance on site.
Seems like a pretty easy thing to take care of.
As requested, they generally do pick up the majority of the debris.
But it seems like in the past, every time they've been in front of us, they've had a maintenance man come and represent them, and then it's another maintenance man the next time.
Yes, sir.
And it continues to look worse.
I think it's just too much for one person.
Yeah. But it just continues to get worse. It doesn't get better. Can we hear from the owner?
Yes.
Any more questions for Mr. Thomas?
Board's attention that we have included a copy of a structural evaluation. It's generally around page 6.
It evaluated out at 50, didn't it?
Yes, sir. Requiring major repairs to bring it up to current affordability code. I'd also point out the board then on page 6, they've included a copy of the previous findings of fact, conclusion of law, order, notice of hearing on compliance and imposition of fines, the partial compliance at that. The structural evaluation starts on page 2. And we can bring the owner.
Swear yourself in, sir.
Do you swear affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? And if you could state your name and address for the record.
Richard DeGeorge, property address 500 Southwest 33rd Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34474.
Sir, you are the owner of the property?
Yes, sir.
It seems like you got a mess over there.
Well, I do, but Wayne can attest to some of those pictures. Anything that we've ever done empty apartment-wise, we are required or requested by the police department to please board up the units. A lot of what you're seeing, 7 units, we had air conditioning, stole the whole units, stole the back of the units. Now, clearly, there's more problems than that. Some of the things you're seeing as well, the pool is fenced in and locked, always.
But it doesn't have any mosquito control in it. It's green. It's not empty.
Well, I'll tell you, as you know in the past, I have not been here. And I do apologize to you and to me because there was a few misunderstandings once that cost me $14,000. So I had maintenance guys for years, the cowboy, I'm sure you all remember.
Sure, he was here.
Who comes back and reports to me, telling me everything's okay. Clearly now, knowing and speaking more with Dwayne, that's not the case. It's my fault. I should have been more involved. I was in the very beginning. Then 3 years ago, when we did a $400,000 renovation, we had a permit from from Ron Rowe and code enforcement. We repaired, I believe it's 53 buildings, any structure that was wrong with it whatsoever, and vinyl side at all. That is when we did all of the streets, all of the parking lots. And
yeah, but some of these pictures are not vinyl at all. They're
no, they're on T111.
T111 is rotten underneath the windows, and the skirting's gone, and molds on the buildings. The
skirting got it in from the lawn company. Now, here's the biggest change. I had a business, and clearly this is not an excuse. I had a business in Lake City, a business in Tampa, a business in Summerfield. I don't work in anymore. And since I'm full-time again. Every day I'm there. And this week, I asked Dwayne yesterday if he had come by again. In a week's time, a lot of the garbage you see is the tenants. They collect things, they collect scrap metal. So that's all been taken care of.
But sir, I'm a landlord as well.
Okay.
And I have to adjust my properties to my tenants. In other words, if they could do that, I have to tell them to remove it. And if they don't, then I have to remove it. Okay? Or else I'll be in where you're at.
And nobody will do it like me, that's the difference.
That's it. That's correct.
The difference here is me being here again, this is my full-time job.
We wanna help you with this, but we, you know, you gotta understand, you keep coming back in front of us, and it doesn't seem like it's getting better, it seems like it's getting worse.
Well, part of the problem that I have with, I didn't even know we were in violation, other than when I got the notice, I had gone over Mr. Thomas and he had said some other things, someone put a pool up in the backyard. So we were in violation, so I had corrected those things, but I did not, clearly as a landlord, I know structures, if they're not safe, we're gonna either fix them or take them down like we had in the past. We did, if you remember number 83, it had a big saggy roof, a big tree fell on it. We went to the county or city, we got a permit, had it done completely to standards, and there's been no problem. So that's what I plan on.
Well, Mr. Thomas has testified that there's about 45% of your park that is needing repair.
Well, there's probably 45% that we don't have gutters on a lot of them, so the water will just run straight down. There's an overhang of about 14 inches. So it will, some of it will bounce off the concrete, and the water will come up on it. And actually, I've got a guy coming in to, I've got three full-time guys right now. So we're, right now, what we're doing, just so you know, I've got three books like this. One's major repairs, minor repairs, and one is, you know, not so bad. Each one, I've gone through half of the complex as of right now, this week, because I sold my last business on the 15th of August, so since that day. Last week, every single building on one side of the road, on the other side as well, and I have a complete report that I fill out, not trusting anybody else to do it anymore. There's an inspection report with every room, inside, outside, and any kind of material list that I'm gonna need. So I've already spoke to Ron Rowe, set up a little meeting with him, and discussed with him that I will go through the whole complex, and I will name every individual building that needs repair. I will get a permit, it's gonna be like a blanket permit, and I will set, pick out every unit number that we're gonna be working. And I spoke to Ron Thursday, I believe. And every time I've ever done anything with him as well, he will attest that I have always done what I said.
Well, you'll have to get a general contractor in there to do the work.
Correct, yes.
Because you're not allowed as a owner to do the work on,
and it's with structure we hire a contractor.
Right. Is there any more questions for this man?
Is there a deadline set up on this that you are working towards?
Well, where are you?
I had told Mr. Thomas, if you give me 6 months, we can come back and meet, or he'll come out and I can promise it'll be a major difference.
And
really not all, but it will be there's a major difference already.
And the staff recommendation calls for permits to be pulled within 30 days, and then basically be brought up to regulations within 180, which is the 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's, do you think you can accomplish all of this within that time frame?
I don't know that I can do it all, but I'll do as many as I can and as much as I can. And one thing that I struggle with, I don't know what, like you said, it's one big parcel. When I had gotten fined the $14,000, we had a violation. It was a small hole in the floor that I ended up finding out about. But there was two homes that were in violation, so we focused on repairing those homes. So when we got the violation notice, I made sure those permits were pulled and those were fixed. And then, so I was in non-compliance because I thought it was for those two homes, but there's never any type of building numbers on anything. So literally, I got fined $14,000 for a 6-inch hole in the floor that a police officer saw. We didn't even know.
No, I don't think that's correct. I don't think that's correct at all. Your cowboy fella come up here.
No, enough said there, believe me.
And he was told what to do, and we advised him, and it wasn't done. And that's why you got the fine.
Yeah, well.
But
if there's ever a possible way of having unit numbers on things in going forward, I know it may be difficult and maybe it can't be done, but if it could be, that would help me a lot.
Do you have them numbered?
Everyone's got a number, yes. Code. And I believe there's 94. four structures with 161 apartments. And they're modular homes they built by Skyline, which is the manufacturer right behind us.
Right.
They built them, and you know, they're a little different. They're either a mobile home type unit, that's the same specs as a mobile home it's got, which is why we can repair them, is they have, which I've got specs if you guys want them, the entire frame is metal. It's a big metal frame. It's got metal I-beams, metal everything.
You gotta realize that the city's concerned about the children that are playing out there in your place of business. You have debris all over the place. You have rotten boards all over the trailers. You got mold all over the place. You got skirting missing. You know, this has to be addressed, and it has to be addressed now.
I'm with you 1,000%.
Because this coming up here every time, every few months and stuff, is getting kind of old.
I wish I'd been here earlier.
Yes, sir.
I just have one more question. It's not, I don't see it as a violation per se, but do you plan on doing any tree work in this place in the near future?
If you go by the property, anybody, there's probably cut tree limbs about 30 feet tall by 60 feet long.
Okay. I manage a mobile home park, and I know that if even one of them looked like this, the owner would not be happy with me.
Since, like I said, starting this, I think it was Thursday when I got the notice, that's when I started. Actually sold the business on the 15th, had to do some stuff with the new owner. Now I'm out of that. So as of last week, middle of the week is when I started. And it just happened. That's when the violation came. And Mr. Thomas was out there last week, and already I probably 80% of what was the problem is gone. You know, I was there this morning. I don't want any debris. I've got kids. I'm a dad. I know exactly what you're saying. And the boarded up units are now become priority as well. Put the air conditioners back in, the ones that we have to, and we'll move forward.
Okay, any more questions for him? Thank you, sir. Can we hear from Chip, please? Chip, will you read the staff recommendations, please?
Yes, sir. Staff recommendations to find the respondent guilty of violating the city code sections 3432, 3495, 82181, and 82182 as a repeat violator per chapter 16204 of Florida statutes. Order 2-1, drain the treatment stand, treat all standing water collections upon the property, cut and clean up the property, properly removing all junk and debris. Respondent to obtain a building permit within 30 days to bring all residences up to current Florida building code regulations within 180 days. Obtain a permit to demolish the structures within 30 days with all demolition and cleanup of the debris to be completed within 60 days. Pay the cost of prosecution of the case as assessed, all within 30 days. Failing which, a fine of $500 per day and the city to enter upon the property and do the cleanup required and demolition work utilizing any means necessary with all costs and fines assessed as lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure. I believe that his indication to the board was that he's obtaining a permit with the building department. Once he obtains that permit, as long as he calls in inspections, it's good for 6 months. He gets to work on it again. He gets some more of it done.
Well, it's you know.
No fines will assess.
The thing that I'm very concerned about is the junk and debris around the places and obtaining the building permit and getting started and getting it worked out. We need to have a discussion.
So I guess the cut and clean up the property.
This junk and debris.
If you wanted to lower that time frame from 30 days.
Yes.
You all could have a discussion with the staff.
Yeah, I think we should discuss this. The junk and debris that's around all these places here with the children that are involved here and the tenants here, I think it's not a safe environment.
You're talking about just lowering the junk and debris part, not the permitting?
No, the permitting is going to take place no matter what.
Well, right, within the 30 days.
Within the 30 days, but I want to lower the time on the cleanup of this property. That way, if he doesn't clean it up in that time, then we'll violate him again. Because you got to do that. You got to clean up this property. And we need to make sure that's done.
Is the junk and debris a repeat violation, or is that not?
Yes, sir.
It is one of the two that's a repeat. Okay. What would you want to lower it to?
I think you can get that done within 15 days.
I'm fine with that. Okay.
I mean, all the work's gonna take at least 6 months, so it'd be unreasonable.
The construction work is 6 months is reasonable, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, and that, with, after, from the day you get your building permit.
Right.
But the pool must be cleaned, and the cut and clean up must be taken care of, and all the junk and debris out of there.
It's a major cut and cleanup, too.
It is, it's a major job, but, you know, you, I kinda think this man, this, they've been up here several times. We keep going over, hashing over the same thing over and over. We've got to make this work this time.
This pool that's on the property, is it collecting water from all the rain things that we have? Is it draining by itself, or is somebody watching that?
Well, it doesn't look like anybody's watching after it, and it's got mold, you know, it's green, and it's collecting mosquitoes, and the tenants are getting stung by those, and it's not a very healthy environment there. So that's gonna have to be taken care of as well.
Where does the pool fall into the staff recommendation?
It's sections 34-32.
Support questions. I'm saying as far as the,
Order number one.
Okay.
See, I think that should go first.
The pool and the cleanup?
Yes, yes.
Pool, absolutely.
Yeah.
The pool and the cleanup has got to be done within, I would make a recommendation for 20 days.
20 days.
You know, 15 or 20 days, whatever you guys decide on. 30.
The respondent has indicated that it's already been taken care of, so.
Might as well just.
Can we hear from Dwayne? Dwayne, is it taken care of? Have you been out there?
I was out on last Thursday. The pool had been drained.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to make sure that it continues to stay that way.
How about the cutting and all the piles of the debris and?
The debris had been started at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe as simple as just requesting an inspection for those two?
That's possible.
Okay.
Yes.
He may already be done with it as he's indicated, in which case we could be inspecting it in 48 hours.
Well, I'll make a recommendation that we give him 15 days to get everything cleaned up around these trailers and make sure that pool's taken care of with an inspection at the end of 15 days from Dwayne, and Dwayne to report back to Chip, and then obtain your building permit. What do you guys think?
Yep.
What do you think?
That sounds good.
Okay, why don't you make that recommendation so I don't have to.
I'll make that recommendation.
You'll make that recommendation, okay.
So accept the staff recommendation with the friendly change of 15 days for the pool and cleanup?
Yes, sir. Go ahead, second. Any more discussion?
No.
Okay, I have a motion from Ms. Roos to accept staff recommendations, staff amendment, instead of 30 days, 20 days or 15? What did we decide on? 15? 15 days for the pool and cut and clean up of the property, all of them around there, and report back. Dwayne will do the inspection and report back to the office. A failure to do that, you'll be back in front of us. And 30 days to obtain the building permit. And then 180 days to complete the work that needs to be done.
And then a second by Ms. Wright.
A second by who?
Ms. Wright.
Ms. Wright. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Passes now. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. That'll bring us to the bottom of page 4. The City of Ocala and Officer Ralph Schollenberger versus Gerald Sowers. This is a location at 2432 Northeast 12th Court, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash and other unsightly and sanitary matter, section 82442, implementation enforcement of the numbering system, and 82443, display of building numbers. Section 11051, work requiring a permit, and section 122-1193, parking of trailers, commercial vehicles,
okay,
in a residential area or trailer storage. We're coming to the board that we've been here before. We entered into agreement with them previously to avoid the hearing, and we're back. So the parcel ID is 24707-000-00. Legal service was obtained summary of findings that Officer Ralph Schulberger located this property, observed the property in violation of the city's code, and that it contains junk and debris. Does not display the house or postal address numbers, and that they conducted work without the required permit. It also has trailers on the front and side yard. Additional investigation by Officer Schulberger revealed the respondents have not taken corrective action on all the violations, and Officer Schulberger, in all attempts by Officer Schulberger, have the response remedied. The remaining violations have not been successful, and the violation remains. Staff has prepared photographs for you. I believe that we are coming back here to obtain an order that the majority of the cleanup work has been completed. I'll allow Officer Schulberger to answer any questions for you, and then I have a staff recommendation.
Would Ralph, please. How much of the work has been done, sir?
So far, I inspected last Friday. The trailer's been removed. All the junk and debris is gone. There are numbers on the building. The only thing that's in question right now is the enclosed carport there with the window, you can see, which is permittable.
Okay, and the man's been working with you?
I spoke to him, and he did indicate he is willing to work with the permitting issue or with the carport issue.
Okay, anybody have any questions for him? Okay, thank you, sir. Can we hear from the respondent, please? Is someone here representing?
Do you swear affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And if you could state your name and address for the record.
Gerald Sauer, 2432 Northeast 12th Court, Dallas.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Well, the inspector said that you've done what you've been asked to do, except for the building permit.
Well, I didn't realize I needed all there is, just like a couple of portholes and drop off. I got four wheelers on the carport.
Yes, sir.
Gone, if they're just out there in the open, somebody can open still.
Mm-hmm.
We could have hide them. I didn't realize by putting that window in that it required a permit, so I'll pull all that down and take it out. And just if I can still just run the drop cloth down and keep the four wheelers together.
I don't know.
Chip, would that be a violation of the city's
the
code?
Drop cloth would be okay because he's shielding what would be
his properties. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that the drop cloth would be okay.
Okay.
I think our major problem is just this is the sixth case at the location,
mm-hmm.
and we don't want to keep bringing him back here. Our indicate the second time here, yes,
yeah.
But we've had previous cases with you that we did not.
They've been out there six times to talk to you about previous cases or something.
So that's where we're at on that. We'd like to obtain an order and continue working with him. I think he'll probably have this wrapped up in a couple weeks. Just make sure to speak with the officer and get him inside.
Okay. You have anything else to say, sir?
That's it.
Okay, Mr. Sir.
So.
Well, that becomes a structure when you put a window in and put 2x4s in, and can't do that without a permit. So that's why the officers gave the citation. You can't do that, you know. Yes, sir. And that'll be fine, you know, but no 2x4s, no windows, no structure.
And make sure after you do that, you call the city.
You call for the city to come out and inspect it, make sure it's been done. Yes, sir. Okay. Chip, will you read the staff recommendations, please?
Yes, sir. Staff recommendations to find the respondent guilty of violating code sections 3495, 82, 442, 443, 11051, and 122, 1193. Order to cut and clean the property, removing any junk and debris, ensure that the house numbers, postal numbers are applied to the residents in accordance with the code, obtain the permit from the building department, or remove the structure as he's indicated he's willing to do. So I think that we would work with him on that. Remove the unauthorized trailers, storage trailers, whatnot, pay the cost of prosecution of the case all within 14 days. He's indicated he'll be done with that before then. failing which, a fine of $25 a day to the city and or upon property due to the work utilizing any means required with all costs and fines assessed as lien. After 90 days, if not named, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration for foreclosure.
Discussion?
Make a motion to accept staff recommendation.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Batzel to accept staff recommendation, and second by Jason. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That'll bring
Thank you, sir.
Page 5 of your agenda this evening. And this is in the petitions section. We do have a petitioner here. This is case number CON 10-0690, a case involving Officer Van Baker, the City of Ocala versus Bayview Loan Servicing LLC, a location at 2701 Northwest 6th Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. Staff has provided you with the documentation in this case. We've included a copy of the case cost sheet, case code, photos, the petition. I would indicate to the board that this new owner has come to the city in good faith. They have paid the cost that the city incurred. The city is apt and desirous to reduce the fine to zero and have them just pay the cost that were incurred by the city. And I believe that we are willing to do this based upon their willingness to resolve this problem for residents in our community. I think it's a good idea for them to get going on it and to bring it up to par, get it sold or rented out, whatever that is their choice, and to make it a productive property in the city again. So that's where the city is. We didn't have much. If you look at the case cost sheet, we're essentially waiving $475. They've already paid the $235.65 and the $125. We've included a copy of the receipt for that payment, and consistent with this board and staff's previous recommendations in situations of this nature, we would recommend approval of this petition. And I don't know if this respondent wants to speak to this matter or not, but I'll give him a chance.
I would like to speak to him.
Sorry. I just had a quick question for Chip. Is the property currently in compliance?
Yes, sir.
It is.
They have the property in compliance. I'm sorry.
Do you swear affirm the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? And if you could just state your name and address.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you.
So you got the property now, and you're going to fix it up and rent it out? And you're working with the city, and they're working with you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you paid all the back fines that we had?
Not the fines, they paid the cost.
The cost. Okay.
You're okay with the staff recommendation of just the costs and delete the fines?
Yeah.
Okay. Make a motion to accept staff recommendation then.
Second.
Ms. Roos, make a motion to accept staff recommendation. Jason's second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
If it pleases the board, we go to page 4 of the docket. Oh, I'm sorry, the agenda this evening. And that would be case number CON 14-1248, a case involving the City of Ocala and Officer Ralph Schollenberger versus Morning Star of Central Florida, Inc. and Kara Chu S. Kim, a location of the 1500 block of Northeast 13th Street. It's a violation of Code Sections 3495, accumulation of trash and odor on site and sanitary matter. The parcel ID is 26579-007-00. Legal service was obtained on 8/22/2014 for the notice of violation and 8/25/2014 for the notice of hearing. We posted the property with the notice of violation and the notice of hearing on 8/22/2014. As part of the additional correspondence in this case, we've included a copy of the SunBiz report. I would report to the board that we're close. He did go out and do some cutting on this property.
Mm-hmm.
However, there there is a portion to the east that faces homes, east of the property, as I recall, that has remained uncut. We'd like to work with him to continue in this progress in getting this resolved. And a summary of findings that Officer Ralph Schulenberger located this property, observed the property as a violation of the city's code and have been overgrown. Additional investigation by Officer Schulenberger revealed the response of not taking corrective action to complete the remedy of the violation. All attempts by Officer Schulenberger to have the respondent remedy the violation have not been successful, and the violation remains. As I bring this up, can we just take a moment here? We are, of course, within the 300-foot radius of the property, and I believe that the main problem that we're here for, from my perspective, is that this is now the fifth case on this property. I don't believe it's the city's responsibility to tell the property owner and bring them continually in and out to violations to cut their grass, and they don't cut it if we don't notice them. So that's why we're here. We want to obtain an order in this particular case. Staff has a recommendation toward that regard. Officer Schulenberger is prepared to answer any questions that you may have, and the respondent wants to address the board.
Ralph, have you been working with the respondent?
Yes, Mr. Kim, we've been in close contact for quite a few weeks.
And the property just grows up, and then you go back out there?
When I first observed it, it was, I'd say, 3 feet high in the mowable area, and then there's a wooded area along the roadway where it is in contact with.
So what the violation is right now is he's in that buffer, he doesn't have that buffer zone done close to the house?
Yes. There's
okay.
Probably, what did we say, 7 homes within 300 feet.
Did y'all discuss that?
Yes. He's actually working on it right now. Last night, I spoke to him just a little while ago. He does have a company coming out to finish underbrushing that area and get it cleaned up and brought into compliance. I don't know the time frame, but we'll tell you that better than I would.
Okay. Do we have any questions for him? Okay, thank you, sir. Sir?
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth? If you could state your name and address for the record.
My name is Chuck Keefe, 1392 South Clearfield Castle Road, Chicago. Oh, I got the violation about the weed and things, so I cleared the land fine, didn't notice about the beside behind my lot, which is across the street, have some houses. So I never knew about that. So Mr. Ralph Schulenberger told me about the clean the on the brush. So I contract with some company. I showed the.
This is the company you can have.
Yeah, you can have it.
Okay.
And I contract, they told me to finish it tomorrow, but actually they start this morning. So probably it's already finished. And I don't know, maybe some of the residents behind my lot, some complain about that. So I always fulfill the all the order from the one of the residents. But so I cannot keep it anymore. So I contracted with the real estate people for sale today. So until the sale, take care of my lot.
Okay, you realize.
I offer to the board if you push the little blue box.
Right, yeah, we have it.
You can view his proposal. I would indicate to the board that Smoothscape is a company that's very familiar with what's required in code enforcement cases. Mm-hmm. I believe that they will probably be able to bring this property into compliance through this use of this contract.
Okay. I think Chip said that you've been violated 5 times.
Oh, is that? I don't know, maybe because once a year city called me to clean the land, so I cleared it. But this time I never knew about on the branch, so that's why.
Well, it's really not up to the city to contact you every time you need your lot done. You need to do that on your own. Okay, so let's see if we can keep it up until you get it sold or whatever, okay? And any discussion?
I'd make a motion.
I'd like to read the staff recommendation in. Thank you, sir.
The staff recommendation in this case would be to find the respondent guilty of violating City Code Sections 3495, ordering to cut and clean up the property, properly removing any junk and debris, to pay the cost of prosecution of the case as assessed, all within 14 days. I think that he's indicated he's already got someone ready to go out there and take care of the work. I think that's a reasonable timeframe. We would request that he stay in touch with Officer Schoenberger for a reinspection. Failing which, a fine of $50 per day, the city to enter upon property to do the work utilizing any means required, with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure. Staff's prepared to answer any additional questions you may have.
Discussion. Go ahead.
I'd make a motion to accept staff recommendation.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Ms. Roos to accept staff recommendation, and a second by Shirley Wright. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. If please, the board will turn back to page 5 on the agenda this evening. And we'd be looking at an additional petition case, so the petition section of your presentation. This was a case from 2010, CON 10-0953, a case involving the city of Ocala and Officer Dwayne Thomas versus Prywood Recycling, LLC, a location of 1836 Northwest 21st Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. As part of your correspondence here, we've included the case cost sheet, case photos, the affidavit of partial compliance, and their petition. So you may want to start at the petition. Staff has a recommendation here. I would indicate to the board that due to 1,022 days of non-compliance, the fine assessed at $50 per day to $51,100. The city is willing to make a reduction here, and I think that of late, it's been indicated to me by Officer Thomas that the respondents have been working very diligently with him to get the property into compliance and to maintain it that way. They are making decisions on what future plans they have for this property. The staff recommendation is to reduce this fine to $5,000 plus prosecution costs, which are $125. We're prepared to answer any questions that you may have, and the respondent would like to address the board. I think that the reason why we would reduce this to that price is I think it's consistent with what we've done when we have cooperation from a respondent who's come on this property lately, I would say within the last 6 to 9 months that they've been working with you. And that's been what has been relayed to me. I'll let the respondent speak with you all. Essentially, we had these mounds here that were previously in violation and remained in violation.
If I remember right, they were trying to do a recycling center there of wood products.
Essentially, there is some history of that, but I think that these piles arrived from not from this respondent, but from.
I'll be prepared to come.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll let him speak to that, and I do have some additional information concerning it. So.
Michael Hopkins.
You swear or affirm with the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do. Michael Hopkins, 1714 Southwest 27th Street, Ocala, Florida. Lifelong resident here in Ocala. This has been a bit of a cluster for years. I have a partnership with two individuals, one of which is no longer in the partnership. This particular piece of property.
Sir, the gentleman that came up here last time on this case, was your partner?
I believe, was that Chad, did he?
Yes, that was Chad.
Was it Chad?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
Is that the one that's no longer with you?
No.
Chad's been cooperative.
Yeah, Chad is Seth's manager, his brother.
Okay.
Seth's been cooperative.
Okay.
I removed Harper Bullock from the company, and that's kind of where this problem started. Harper went in there to the parcel that is the 10.95 acre piece that we had, did not ask permission to do this, and went in and cleared the land. So this goes all the way back to 2010, when Harper did not ask for permission to do it, and he did it without asking for permission. At that time, they said, you guys need to mitigate this. We did. And during that process, that same process is where Michael Daniels and Mr. Baker came out to the property. Harper cussed him out, told him to get off the property, dot, dot, dot. You probably know the rest of the story. Harper's no longer involved. Number one, first and foremost, I'll say that. So, long story short, we mitigated. We put trees up, irrigated those trees, and those trees are alive today. One thing Harper failed to do. Now, during this whole process, I was silent partner in this, right? So I was not following the day-to-day, the month-to-month, or shame on me, really the year-to-year, as well as I should be, or have been at that time. Anyway, long story short, he failed to come back and get an affidavit of compliance that the trees were actually mitigated and done on time. At that point, that is when the fine started. I was totally 100% unaware of the fine. And during that process, Harper's out, it's Seth and I. I'm the controlling member. I'm the managing member of it. The buck stops with me. Long story short, again, I was totally unaware of any fine whatsoever. So during that same process, Seth had talked to, I believe, Mr. Baker, Dan Baker, mm-hmm. at the time, and had an agreement with him that he could store the tree debris on that property and also get it out of there within a five-year period. Now, again, that I don't know where that falls into this.
I don't, that doesn't sound right, five-year period.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's kind of, he said, she said,
yeah.
At this point, I'm the third person column, a fourth member, so.
So the staff recommendation is to delete the fine, correct?
Reduce it to
$5,000 plus cost of prosecution.
Okay.
Are you willing to do that, sir?
The company's bankrupt. The company doesn't exist. So it's gone. It's done.
It'll be a lien on the property.
I know. It'll probably be a lien on the property. It's a situation where as soon as I found out about the issues, we were on top of it immediately. Again, I'm, you know, part of my hand here begging for forgiveness is what I'm here to do.
So what are you asking for? Reduce it to nothing?
Well, yeah, that's wonderful. Shoot for the stars. Yes, absolutely.
If your company's bankrupt, what do you intend to do here? You know?
Well, Henry Moxon, we finance the property through Mr. Moxon, and we're trying to get it back to him. And so, you know, we can't get it back to him if he's got a lien on it. Obviously, but so I don't know. I don't know.
Is he willing to take it and clean it up? And
it's clean. It's done. Everything is done.
All that debris is out of there. All that wood debris is out of there.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And all the trees are up to compliance.
Yes, sir. Both sides of the property are 100% in compliance.
And there's no business activity on the property right now at all?
Not on that portion, no, sir. There's a separate portion that I had a meeting with that tie, which is sold up on Mike Daniels and Dwayne and I forget the other lady who's there.
Having a job.
Having a job, yeah. Because there are some zoning issues. Mm-hmm. We you know, again, I'm here kind of begging for forgiveness on this, because the last thing.
I kind of don't understand that, really, what's the big picture here. If your company is bankrupt and you're trying to give it back to Mr. Moxon, right, you're not going to pay this fine anyway.
But they can't give the property back with a...
With a lien, they wouldn't transfer.
Somebody's still going to be liable at the end of the day, irregardless. Company's not bankrupt, it's been reorganized, but as far as it goes, the company...
So it's reorganized, it's not bankrupt?
Yeah, so reorganized.
Okay.
And we're trying to wind it down, so we don't have, or...
If the fines were reduced to $2,500, will someone pay that? Or, because I think the board is kind of having a hard time reducing...
I would have to write a check out of my pocket for it personally. I don't feel like I'm totally...
You could write a check out of it and then consult with your attorney about it.
I mean, $51,000 fine reduced down to $5,000 is quite a reduced amount. You know, I mean, I understand that you wasn't in your business and all that, but, you know, you are an owner.
I'd make a motion to reduce the fine to $2,500.
But plus a cost of prosecution?
Yes.
Before we do that, can I talk to Dwayne, please?
I think Chip wanted to add something, too.
Dwayne, let me ask you something. This parcel is right next to the parcel that we had where they were going to recycle the tree debris, and they had the trailer out there that they had an office in?
That's correct.
And this...
There's an office on the...
An old office kind of thing that they were going to try to make an office out of or whatever, and it wasn't up to code?
I think if the office was like 50 years old, I think the office is pretty established.
Been there for a while.
But, so this is the same corporation, same people?
It is.
And they have worked with you with this parcel always?
When Mr. Hopkins came on scene, he was very cooperative and actually set as well. But both properties currently are in compliance.
Okay.
I met him on site Monday. And that property was brought, the smaller property was brought into compliance. The larger parcel that we discussed tonight was also brought into compliance.
So basically, they've done everything the city's asked them to do.
I'm sorry?
They have done everything that we've asked them to do.
Yes, sir, to this day.
It's the re-inspection of July.
Yeah, I don't think that we're disputing that they brought it to compliance. I think the city's position is that we are very pleased that they have brought it to compliance.
Right.
I think that's why we reduced it consistent to what...
I was just trying to put together these two parcels together in this corporation that's bankrupt and now it's not reorganizing and, you know, all this stuff, you know.
Excuse me, those are poor terms.
Yes, sir.
Poor terminology, yes, when I said bankrupt.
Okay. Thank you.
I think Chip wanted to add something earlier.
Did you want to add something, Chip?
I'm fine with the board's decision.
Okay.
So the upkeep of this will continue from this day forward, or will it lapse back?
Yes, ma'am, and it has. We've been very consistent since I became aware of these issues.
I think that's probably the city's main concern, is that the neighbors that are joined to this property have been very upset with the city. We've been trying to work with the owners here. They have taken responsibility. They've cleaned it up. Your point is very well taken, Ms. Wright.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon me. Your point is very well taken, that we are concerned, as well as the neighbors and as well as the Governor's West Board and the Governor's West Community Group has indicated to us. They're very concerned about this property. So we hope, as well as you do, that it will be continually maintained. I think that that's what we'll have to continue with our due diligence to ensure that we work with them to keep it that way.
Exactly.
I know that when it's not, we will immediately receive a call.
But you're going to give the property back to the previous owner?
Part of
it. So you're part of the property back?
Yes, ma'am.
So you're, your obligation to maintain the property will cease at that point.
Yes, but that side of things it's done. I mean, there aren't necessarily any issues. In the pile of debris, that was not the original issue. It was, again, to restate that part, it was the clearing originally of the Bowling China Shop at that time, Harper, with trash. And so he, as far as I was concerned, got exactly what he had hunting at the time.
Excuse me. Okay, discussion.
Does Mrs. Roos's motion still stand?
Well, I think we can have a discussion still.
Yeah, we can still have a discussion.
Yeah, so we.
I was.
Go ahead.
My I think $2,500, and the cost of prosecution, and paid within 5 days.
Okay.
Is what I think should happen here. That's quite a reduction from $51,000 there.
No, I understand that, and I appreciate that.
But we have to agree on that.
I'd make a motion to accept that.
I think that Derek wanted to add something.
Yeah.
Well, I think that these guys, you know, although they keep coming up, they're making an effort, and regardless of bad business, and it hasn't worked out, and there's been, you know, the existing partners were unaware of the accruing fines.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean.
Well, you know, every partnership I've been into, I've been notified as well.
Right.
So I don't know how he didn't get notified.
Yeah, and I mean, it is a very sizable
I can answer that. All the mail from the city was going to Harper's parents' house, or excuse me, Harper's old residence that was foreclosed upon at that time. I went down to the property appraiser's place of business and had that address changed to my personal residence so that I could start receiving the information properly in good order. And at that time, again, not to rehash this, but I removed Harper from the partnership because of some of these issues.
Mm-hmm.
And took full responsibility at that time. Property taxes were paid. There are no other financial liens or problems with the property, you know.
But, you know, in the same token, we've had these officers out here a lot.
Yeah,
you
I
know.
Heard. Yeah, I've got it.
And $51,000 to $2,500 is cool, a real reduction. It's even lower than what the city's recommendation was. Now, Mr. Baxter, you're saying that just reduce it to zero?
I mean, I guess if they're. If they paid the cost of prosecution, and like you said, there's been people visiting the property, and these guys have all been working on this, then to take it to zero is a little bit, you know.
Yeah, I think we need to.
A little too much grace.
Yeah.
I would say I think the 5 days is a little tight, maybe go to 10 days.
The man just said he could write a check for it.
Yeah.
Is that correct, sir?
It is correct.
So if you get 5 business days, are you going to take care of it?
That's not a problem.
Okay.
That's not a problem to pay a fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Joseph and Cheryl.
Don't do it.
Y'all good with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to make that motion again?
Okay, I'll renew my motion to accept his recommendation.
Okay.
Yes. So a motion to accept the recommendation to $2,500 plus prosecution costs paid within 5 days.
5 business days, yes.
Yes. And we have a second by Mr. Bachman. Batzel. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, sir, very much.
location of 1626 West Silver Springs Boulevard, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, a violation of section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash and other unsightly unsanitary matter, section 82181, the definition of a dangerous structure, and section 82182, dangerous building declared a nuisance, abatement required, as well as section 11031, removal of a prohibited or abandoned sign. The parcel ID is 22535-000-00. Legal service was obtained on 7/21/2014 for the notice of violation, and certified mail was returned on the notice of hearing. We posted the property on 9/2/2014 for the notice of hearing. We requested a structural evaluation by Inspector David Thompson of the Building Department, which scored 20 points. Dilapidated major renovation or repair. We would require a permit to repair or demolish the structure. The summary of findings are that Officer Dwayne Thomas located this property and where the property is in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown, contains junk and debris, is a dangerous structure, and has an abandoned sign. The structure is dangerous due to its dilapidated condition, and the Officer Thomas requested the structural evaluation. Inspector David Thompson responded, and completed an inspection which resulted in a score of 20 points, and dilapidated required major restoration to bring the property up to current affordability code regulations. All attempts by Officer Thomas to have the respondent remedy all violations have not been successful, and the violation remains. I would point out to the record we do not have representation for this case this evening, and we have included as part of your presentation copies of the current condition of the property, photographs. Officer Thomas is prepared to answer any questions that you may have. Staff has a recommendation at the bottom of page 2 of your presentation, and staff is prepared to answer any questions you have.
Has anybody had any contact with the owner?
With the estate.
I'll let Officer Thomas answer that question for you.
We've not had any contact. It's my understanding that Mr. Sears has passed, and I'm not sure who is managing his estate.
Okay.
They did sign for all the notices.
I don't see a notice of violation in the packet.
I see one for weeds.
Where?
Notice of violation.
Page 5 there.
Yeah, page 5. Yeah, it's everything that scrolls down.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, an affidavit of notice of posting.
An affidavit of notice of posting for the hearing, is that what you're saying?
No, notice, I'm sorry, an affidavit of notice of posting for the violation.
Okay, we had service on that. So we did not post it for the notice of violation.
And where's the affidavit for that, Chip?
The service?
Affidavit of posting, looks like page 12.
Just gonna look real quick. We posted the hearing, but I was told that we had on page 21. DeBavery King, 2501 Northwest 20th Street, signed for the notice of violation. Therefore, we would not have posted it.
Okay, but isn't an affidavit of mailing also required?
There is an affidavit of mailing.
When we send certified mail, we don't have to do an affidavit. We get the certified signature back.
There's an affidavit of mailing on August 29th.
Of notice of hearing. That of the violation.
Correct. We had service on the NOV, so we did not post.
I'd make a motion to accept staff recommendation.
I don't think anyone's going to take care of this property. I think might as well not give them 180 days. I mean, if they do pull a permit.
Staff's recommendation was to pull a permit within 30 days. If that's not done, then we would pull the permit ourselves and have the demolition completed within 60 days.
And what's the shortest amount of time we can do?
30.
The 30? Okay.
I'll tell you why. When we have to demolish a property, we have to contract with a service to first go out there and do an inspection.
Isn't the city trying to shorten that down right now by a different way?
We have really tried to shorten this down, and the problem really has to do with the age of a particular building and materials used within. So this particular one, I am just disposing that it's probably an older structure, therefore has more of a problem with asbestos fibers. So in the older buildings, we not only have asbestos fiber in the glue for the linoleum floors, but also the linoleum joint compound, roofing materials, and even some of the old roofs that were shot, the ceilings that were shot in, also come back with asbestos fibers.
More than likely, they're not going to get it in the 30 days, and we're going to get it.
Well, what's going to happen for us is that they'll do nothing. As was, you know, probably our experience here, in which case our procedure will be upon completion of their period of time that you all have authorized them, then we'll start by first working to obtain the permit for demolition. In that process, we'll also contract to get the asbestos testing done. The permitting to get the structure demolished requires TECO, Ocala Utilities, water, sewer, everybody can make an inspection, seal off sewer, seal off water, remove power, all those things has to occur. So I'm thinking that's probably 30 days. The demolition part is the easiest part. It'll probably end up in a wet demo. They'll soak it down, take it all down, and move it off. That's the goal.
Okay.
So probably 60 days is going to be the quickest time. I can tell you all that our asbestos testing has been highly delayed because of a lot of reasons internally with the city, but we are working on a perfected contract with a company out of Tampa to do asbestos testing on a routine basis for us, and that will be hopefully compress the time that it's taken us.
Okay.
We've waited about 8 to 9 months to get demolitions done, and I mean demolitions that were very necessary, but we have not been able to contract with a company that's been suitable to get this testing done. Now, if you wanted to pull down the house, it's a completely different rule. But when we want to pull it down as a city, we're required to jump through a lot of hoops.
Right.
So the 30 and 60 is the best we can do, and it's probably optimistic.
That's going to be, no matter what you order, I'm afraid that that's going to be the reality of the situation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I second Daniel's motion to accept staff recommendation.
Okay, I have a motion from Daniel Roos to accept staff recommendation, and a second by Mr. Ratzel. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
That'll bring us to page 3 of your agenda this evening. CON 140924. This is the City of Ocala and Officer Dwayne Thomas versus Bank of America.
Mm.
A location at 415 Southeast 39th Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of Section 3432, water collections, Section 82512, barrier required, and Section 82513, specifications were required, barrier. The parcel ID is 2749-008-015. Legal service and posting have been accomplished as indicated on page 2 of your presentation. And as part of the additional correspondence in this, it's listed in the license section, but it actually should just be one notch in additional correspondence. We've included a copy of the SunBiz report and the certificate of title to Bank of America.
They can't get Bank of America to understand they need to take care of their property.
Yes, sir. The summary of findings that Officer Dwayne Thomas responded to this location due to a citizen's complaint, and upon arrival observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it is and that the property has a water collection and does not have the required barrier as stated and required by not only the city's code but also Florida law. Additional investigation by Officer Thomas revealed the respondents have not taken corrective action on the violation, and all attempts by Officer Thomas to have the respondent remedy the violation have not been successful, and the violations remain. Staff has included photographs of the current condition of the property. I would state for the record that we do not have representation by a respondent here this evening. I can tell you that if I was living in this neighborhood, I would probably not be enjoying the mosquitoes out there.
Mm-hmm.
Staff is prepared to answer any questions that the board has.
High tax for that.
Dwayne, please come up for a minute. You haven't heard anything from the bank, right?
No, sir.
Every time you try to contact them, no, nothing. Okay.
Raise the fine?
Sure do. You know, here's the thing, we keep doing the same thing.
The frogs are eating pretty well.
They're doing good, aren't they? That's good, that's good.
They're about 6 to 8 inches.
I'd hate to disturb them.
Bank of America doesn't seem like they get it, you know? And,
I'm not gonna try to defend Bank of America, but I will state for the board's information that Bank of America works with us on hundreds of foreclosures. I have no idea why this one has been a problem for them, but having said that.
Let's bring it to their attention again. If the letters don't do it, maybe the fines will. I personally think we should just give them the maximum fine that we can give them and shorten the time as short as possible. The pool is open, it's got mosquitoes there. If you lived there, you certainly would not want that. If they can't respond to our letters or have somebody in front of here to talk to us, tell us what they can do about it, we have to do something besides this. That's my idea.
We've lost a board member.
We lost a board member. She's got children, or she had to go to the bathroom or something. Not there.
Still have a quorum.
Possibly both.
Yeah.
So what is the maximum fine?
I think it's 250 for a first offense.
Isn't it 250?
250 would be the maximum fine accessible in this situation.
And we need to shorten the time up, so if they don't go out and secure that, the city will go out and secure it. Because I wouldn't want one of my grandchildren out there to fall through that pool.
Yes, sir. Right, we currently have 14 days.
Okay.
So, I mean, if you shorten that down, we could work to get that accomplished.
Okay.
You know, the fine would start after that period of time that you shorten it.
We'll give them 10 working days.
10 business days?
10 business days, the $250 a day after that, if it's not taken care of.
Okay, so I guess.
And re-inspected it within 30 days? Chip?
I think what's going to happen is they're not going to do it within 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
So your fine will start assessing at $250 a day. We'll get working on it as soon as the 11th day.
11th day, we'll secure the property.
We'll contract to have that done.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Excuse me?
So I guess
Will they pay it?
Yeah.
Or
they'll pay it, or they'll have a lien on the property.
In this situation, I would point out to you, this is a very good question, because you understand that the banks slip out of these by re-foreclosing the property, whatever. However, in this situation, the bank owns this property.
Okay.
So I think this is slipping through some hole in their system somewhere, that they don't understand that they own this one.
Good.
Say that they won't.
They'll have to do a petition.
The city can always foreclose.
You know what? Every time there's a bank fee sent to me, I don't escape it.
Yeah.
They're going to want to sell this property before they can take
absolutely.
It out of the property.
And we're going to get our fines.
But the 10 business days is still the same as the 14.
Yeah, I guess it is, isn't it?
Yeah, so the 14 days for the staff
recommendation. And what we usually try to do is just say 10 days.
Okay.
Business days, but we'll do whatever you want.
No, if it's that's true.
It's the same thing.
That's true.
If it's 10 business.
So we'll go with the 14 days and go with the $250 fine. Does that sound all right to you guys?
You can still lower it to 10 days. It's just not business days.
We can lower it. That's great.
We prefer not to use the term business days, and I'll tell you why. Because you've given me the dials here.
Someone's going to go through an account.
Someday, when we have to go back and count these all up, we're going to have to determine holidays and days off for city, and you know, it's better if you give us a time, whatever the time that is, if you just say days, because it gets very complicated when something sits out there in the last case 4 years, and we're trying to calculate that out.
Shirley and Joseph, what do y'all guys think?
I agree.
Do you think we should shorten the days down and get their attention a little bit and raise the fine?
Leave it at the 14 days.
Leave it at the 14? Joseph?
Yeah.
So make a motion to amend staff recommendation, raise the fine to $250 per day, keep the days the same.
Second.
Where are the notifications, where are they actually sent to?
I'm sorry, sir?
The bank.
The notification, where are those sent to?
We send them to their corporate office of record. When we get the Sunday's report, we notice the agent, and we generally send them to a couple places. In this case, we've sent it to their Plano, Texas corporate.
Don't they have a corporate office in Des Moines, Iowa?
That's Wells Fargo.
Yeah, Wells Fargo.
I think it's all mailed out to asset managers.
On page 39, we have a copy of, we sent to the registered agent, CT Corporation, and so.
I'd make that staff recommendation with 14 days.
We already have it over here.
Or two, okay, well then I'll second it.
Sorry, second it over.
Okay.
Thank you, you were in the bathroom.
She's ready to move.
Oh, you got out?
Yeah.
Okay, we have a motion by Jason to accept the staff recommendation with a amendment from 50 to 250.
250 a day.
And keep the 14 days, and we have a second by Mr. Batzel. All in favor?
Aye.
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 That'll bring us to case number, on the bottom of page 30, case number CON140962. A case of the City of Ocala and Officer Ralph Schollenberger versus Jonathan Marcel Scriven. A location of 222 Northwest 25th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. I will bring to the board's attention that the city is dropping charge number 30, charge 2 and charge 3. Sections 34-121, the definition of a derelict vehicle, and section 34-122, abandoned or derelict vehicle. So the only charge that we're pursuing at this time is section 34-95, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly and sanitary matter. The parcel ID is 25207-000-00. Legal service was obtained on 7/25/2014 for the notice of violation. And we've included a copy of the information from USPS tracking for the notice of hearing. We posted the property on 8/11/2014 for the notice of hearing. The summary of findings that Officer Ralph Schollenberger located this property and observed the property is in violation of the city's code in that it contains junk and debris and an abandoned or derelict vehicle. Additional investigation by Officer Schollenberger revealed the response of taking corrective action on the abandoned derelict vehicle. However, we still have work to be done on the junk and debris of the property. They cleaned up some of the junk and debris and put a cover over another pile.
Must be back here.
Yeah.
Covers generally don't work. We want them to actually take care of the junk and debris.
Looks like they cut the grass.
Sorry, we're just left with junk and debris on the front property. Staff has a recommendation at the bottom of page 2. As a friendly amendment, we would take out number 2 to remove the abandoned or derelict vehicle because they did get that done.
Do we have a motion?
I'd make a motion to accept staff recommendation removing item 2.
Okay.
Second.
We have a motion by Ms. Roos to accept staff recommendation and removing 2. And a second by Jason. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
I would point out for the record that we did not have representation on that case, and we have not had any contact with them. That will bring us to the top of page 4, CON141162. The City of Ocala and Officer Ralph Schollenberger versus Joan S. and Robert M. Bordeaux. A location of 2327 Northeast 15th Court, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of section 34-95, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly and sanitary matter. Parcel ID is 28271-000-00. We posted the property for a notice of hearing on 8/11/2014. We would be proceeding in this case as a repeat violator.
How do you differentiate between shrubs and overgrowth?
A very natural landscape.
Yeah, maybe they just.
Like actually, it's a pretty piece of property. You know? Well, I can see right here.
That sounds like a very technical question.
Maybe they like a wild.
As part of the additional correspondence in this case, we've included the finding of fact and the affidavit of partial compliance in the first place where the city brought the property into compliance.
It's beautiful.
The summary of findings of Officer Officer Ralph Schollenberger located this property and observed the property is in violation of city's code and that it is overgrown. Additional investigation revealed that in 2010, the respondent was brought before the Municipal Code Enforcement Board and found guilty for violation of Section 3495, qualifying this case as a repeat violator. Further investigation by Officer Schollenberger revealed the respondent had not taken corrective action on the violation, and all attempts to have the violation, the respondent truly the violation, have not been successful, and the violation remains. Staff has a staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2, and we've included photographs in this property. If you remember, some of you might remember this, remember we had it unsecured and whatnot previously,
mm-hmm.
and we're getting in there. That's been resolved, but...
It's camouflaged.
This has been mowing, because it looks like the front yard's kept...
Looks like somebody's making an attempt to go around there, you know?
I think what happens here is the neighbors get fed up.
They just mow it.
Uncut, and they cut the front yard to their ability.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this respondent is responsible for that, but I can't speak because we haven't had any contact.
I'd make a motion to accept staff recommendation.
I would point out for the record, we do not have representation in this case.
Do I have a second?
It's 500 to 5,000, so it caps out at 5,000.
Mm-hmm. I'll second it.
Okay, I have a motion to accept staff recommendation from Mr. Roost and a second by Mr. Boutsell. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That'll bring us to page 5 of your agenda this evening. In the old business section, the city would respectfully request a motion to accept the items listed under the consent agenda for noncompliance. Motion for being non-compliant and order the city to proceed with previous court order.
I'd make a motion to do that.
Second.
Ms. Roos has made a motion to accept staff recommendation on old business. Jason's second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Staff would also respectfully request a motion to accept all of the testimony, evidence, and presentations for the Municipal Code Enforcement Board into the record.
Make a motion to accept the staff testimony into the record.
A second.
Jason made a motion to accept staff recommendation, and Ms. Roos second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
That would close the our presentation for the Municipal Code Enforcement Board.
Did we approve the notes?
Yes.
Yes.
I did a motion to do that.
I didn't remember.
If we could close the Municipal Code Enforcement Board and reconvene as the Municipal Nuisance Abatement Board, approve the previous minutes, we've already sworn in the officers.
So I should get the gavel.
Make a motion to approve the minutes. We can do that.
I think we're still open. We have to open the meeting.
Need to reconvene, take role as the abatement board.
Welcome to the Municipal Abatement Board.
Has that meeting been noticed?
Yes.
Do we have to say the pledge again?
No, I don't think so. We don't have to say the pledge.
No, we don't.
Okay.
Roll call.
We'll do the roll calls for...
Ms. Shirley Wright?
Here.
Mr. Joe Richardson?
Right.
Mr. Derek Bassel?
Here.
Mr. Jason Kreuter?
Here.
Ms. Danielle Roos-Laird?
Here.
And Mr. Don Sparkman?
Here.
We have a quorum for the Abatement Board.
I have a motion to accept the minutes.
I'd make a motion to accept the minutes.
Ms. Roos has made a motion to accept the minutes. Joseph has seconded it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I would point out for the board's information that the agreement that was agreed upon by this board at the last hearing of the Nuisance Abatement Board has been received, approved by the board chair, and is being brought back to the city attorney for dissemination between the parties. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Staff would respectfully request a motion to accept the evidence, testimony, and presentations of this meeting into the record.
I'd so move.
Do we have to state no new business and no old business? Only because it says so state?
I would report to the board that we have no new business and that we have no old business other than the approval of minutes.
I would amend my moving. I need a second.
Second.
Second. Third.
Okay, we have a motion by Ms. Roost, a second by Jason. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, sir.
And do we have a, could we have a motion to accept all the testimony?
So move.
We have a motion to accept all the testimony. Do we have a second?
Second.
Shirley got it.
Shirley. Ms. Shirley did the second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. We're meeting adjourned.
Can I get an amen?
Can I get an amen? Can I get an amen?
Well, if we average the two meetings, they weren't that long.